Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we're asking you to amplify our efforts in the name of freedom and exposing those who would be an impediment to our civil liberties, both individually and as groups. So become part of what we do and share what we present to you. We really appreciate you being here. We have a very special guest with us, and his name is Steve Quayle. You know him well from Gen 6. Got a great conference coming up. I'm sure Steve will say something for that about that before we go. It's also up on my website and his website at stevequayle.com. But ladies and gentlemen, I've uncovered some information that is going to tie into what I think all of you need to hear for your self-protection. The people in the Arizona audit are being illegally surveilled by high-tech surveillance run by the city of Phoenix, and they obtained this in the Obama administration through a grant, and they can lift cell phones, cell phone communications, and once they got it, they can track you wherever you go. So let's say you just drive by a topless bar, for example. Well, they call you up and say, hey, guess where we found you? And we're gonna send it to your wife. And the person may have done nothing wrong, but they're going to leave it to them to explain it. And they say, okay, what do I need to do? And they also have communications infiltrations into their financials now as well. Particularly these people bank online. They know exactly to the penny how much money they have in the bank. I didn't get this from the audit people. I got this from intelligence sources two to be exact, not military intelligence. And one of them I know, and one of them contacted me and said, that was a great article you wrote, let me give you the rest. So I've asked Steve to come on, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things that you can do to protect yourself. And we're going to be talking to some degree about satellite phones, which is what all these people in the audit should be using. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dave. And again, you know, here's the problem that most people don't understand. We are a total surveillance society now, and the idea that there's any privacy doesn't exist. So when you have a cell phone, as you know, the specific electronic countermeasures, even local police, and obviously your area have it, they can listen into every cell phone you ever make. They can watch every text message you ever do. And ladies and gentlemen, the other thing is it's all tracked in real time. In other words, every one of us and who has a cell phone has a MAT attachment in our file, our what you would call total information awareness file. They know our habits. They know the time we leave our homes. They know the time we come home. They know what grocery stores we stop at. They know what gas stations we basically get our gas at. They know everything. And one of the problems that has been so brought to the forefront, Dave, is the fact that cell phones have become almost, and I would say this, I have admitted I'm addicted to cell phones until I started to use my head and go, you know what's neat about satellite phones? Satellite phones can't be tracked in real time. They can't be interrupted in real time. And the equipment that it would take a major intelligence agency. And so we're going to talk about the, you know, the Inmarsat satellite phones that basically both you and I have ads on our website for, and yes, we've got a special. And here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, a cell phone obviously is required, cell phone towers. They found out in Texas when the cell phone towers ran out of their emergency backup power, they couldn't call anybody. And the, I would say that the incidents that took place in Texas this year should have been the greatest alarm to everybody across the country. Because again, the idea is if you have no power, you have no cell phone, you normally have no communication. But when you have no cell phone, when you have no power, you've got a sat phone, and a satellite phone, and sat means satellite, is independent of cell phone towers. In other words, let's say Dave and I were in Texas, and I wanted to get a hold of Dave. I would go my satellite phone. Now, I want to make sure everybody understands this. You've got to be outside. It takes about a minute to initiate a satellite phone conversation because you've got a little display on the phone's display panel that tells you when you've made a connection satellite and you can go ahead and dial. It's really simple. And I mean, it's so simple that some people think it's complicated. It's not. So Dave's power's down in Arizona. Mine's down in Montana. This is hypothetical. If we were living in Texas, it wouldn't have been. And I need to get a message to Dave, or he needs to get a message to me. Bottom line is we can communicate satellite phone to satellite phone without the need of going to a cell phone or a landline. So what I want people to understand right away is a satellite phone is a phone. You can call anybody's cell phone, you can call anybody's landline, but in emergency situations or where you're, like these people you're talking about, God bless them, but look at what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. If there wasn't a crooked election, the bottom line, these people wouldn't be exposed to everything. The order of the day is intimidation. So with the, the Inmarsat 1, and I've got one in my hand, but obviously people can't see it, but they can go to our websites and click on the satellite phone store banner. You're never away from a phone. Now, I'm going to be traveling in the next couple weeks, by vehicle. I don't fly on aircraft. Unless I can get somebody to drop me off in a private plane, and I don't mean that sounds snooty. I just don't go on major airlines.
Exactly.
And the thing is that I'll be in the woods, literally, or on top of a mountain, literally, and I can make a satellite phone call from any place I'm at. And those of you who are hitting the road, this is something that I really got to get across, Dave. People have got to understand something. If you're trying to get away from what we're talking about tonight, what we're going to cover about the lack of any personal security, this is the last remaining available communication device. Because sure, if you have all the satellites tracking, they can track you within 50 miles, okay? And what's nice about the satellite phones, you can turn off any GPS tracking. They can't interrogate your cell phone. Here's something else that nobody knows about cell phones, and I was just made to be aware of this in the last month. If you have a cell phone and it's in your, bedroom, or it's on a, in any room you're in, that cell phone, their technology exists that it is an echolocation device. It is so sensitive that they can literally hear your heartbeat. They have smart weapons that can be fired from up to 10 miles away, and they're steerable devices, ballistic devices, that in essence, imagine your cell phone being a radar homing beacon in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your shower. If you have a cell phone, move it out of the area, and even turning them off, this is something people have got to understand, or pulling out the battery. Every single person's voice that's ever spoken on a telephone, landline, cell phone, whatever phone, has been recorded. So the thing is that's what people think, well, I'll just get a burner phone. A burner phone's the one you get at, a Mark store, and you have to, register it anyway, but it's all about your phone. And the old days, Dave, when you and I were telling people about the veterans and military, they get hang-up calls. That's where the people, when they said hello, the people that were tracking, especially special operations and guys with unique talents and skills that left the military, the minute they said hello, that voice registered a voice print, and they knew exactly where the person was at. So had the people, and this is an advice to everybody, if you are traveling in an RV, if you are planning on bugging out, splitting, the first thing you got to understand is your cell phone, hell phone, does not go with you. Well, how do I stay in contact? Through your satellite phone, you'll be able to contact different people. You can limit the time you're on the phone, but that's where the Galileo phone service comes in. Galileo is a satellite news feed that people can tune into, and it's being set up. They're testing it. It drives me crazy because I'm not a computer guy, But I mean, you know, they got to test and make sure it works. So let's say Dave Hodges wants to get a hold of his entire mailing list or his entire satellite phone list. His satellite phone list, so when you guys buy a sat phone from Dave or buy one from me or Mike Adams or Alex Jones, whoever, you can, you know, anybody who's got a satellite phone and at a point very in the very near future, you'll be able to get data feeds of your choice. And so let's say Dave's got something like he just said, and he wanted to put out an alert to the people that are on satellite phones. And anybody who is trying to escape whatever electronic dragnet there is, you've got to understand, they can use your cell phone as a targeting device, as a tracking device, and literally, ladies and gentlemen, as a radar homing beacon. Not so with a satellite phone. And, you know, the satellite phones, listen, the neat thing about this is the phones are only $100 a month. I used to pay, Dave, I used to pay about $500 a month, and I paid so much money a minute. And now what the owners of satellite phones have done, and it's really easy, ladies and gentlemen, they've given a program for Dave or for I, where for $99.95 a month, you get 150 minutes, and this is a pitch. This is the only way I know that people can stay in touch. Now, I want to make another thing very clear. The Galileo phone service, when it's up, each one of us who has an emergency information transmission, we can delineate and define the numbers that can get that transmission. And the Galileo people at some point, you know, they'll give you the first month free. I want to make it clear, Galileo is a separate company from the satellite phone store. But in order to initiate Galileo, you have to have a satellite phone. And what's important about this, let's say this for metals. Let's say the stock market, when it crashes, it will. When all of the markets go to hell in a handbasket, and you want to know what the price of gold or silver is, we have a feed that will be feeding you that have the satellite phones, and this is all the plan, is to give you data. If war breaks out, to give you data. It's not going to be fancy pictures. It's almost like going back to the old BlackBerry days, where it'll be an alphanumeric display. But the thing is that's the only way that I know, and by the way, this is my idea 10 years ago, so this isn't something that somebody sold me on, but when the cell phones came in, the need for this information just disappeared. But as the cell phone tracking capabilities and absolutely listening in on everything, ladies and gentlemen, we need an alternative way, because when the internet goes down, and it will selectively, we're already seeing people like Dave, like myself, like Mike Adams, Alex Jones, all alt news sources are being basically turned off, or we're being so, hidden on the internet, that we're gonna have a day coming where the only way we can keep in contact with people is to have European servers use Tor servers. Now, these are words that I've been taught. I didn't know about a Tor server, an onion type website, which simply means layer and layer and layer. And in the meantime, I can call Dave Hodges, and again, I can use my Inmarsat phone that's in my hand right now. Everybody gets their unique phone number. Those phone numbers will be registered to whoever you want to get the satellite feed, and whatever satellite feed you sign up for. The satellite phone links are going to be, excuse me, the data links will be pretty cheap, probably $14.95 a month. Now remember, everything that's going on in the world, all you need is and I don't know the countdown period, Dave, but if it's 2 to 3 months before everything breaks loose in Ukraine, before everything breaks loose in China, before everything literally, you know, comes at us all at once, communication is the most single important, I would say this, psychological factor in people being able to cope. And Bob Griswold has been on with Dave, he's been on with me. And those of you who are hams, shortwave operators, and all that, this is easier to use than a ham radio and getting a license and all this stuff. And by the way, Dave, we're watching the powers that be want to literally make ham operators, shortwave operators who can both transmit and receive, they're trying to put them out of existence. I want to remind everybody that during the Nazi regime, even the mere possession of a shortwave transmitter was a capital offense, and they shot everybody on sight. They had their radio direction finding trucks. So
yeah, I remember that. Why did they do that, though? What do you think the purpose behind that was with their own citizens?
Well, here's the deal. And we're watching it, Dave. Propaganda has been accepted as the truth. Truth has been vilified as false news. So, you know, the prophet said, "Woe unto them who call evil good and good evil." And so the purpose was to be able to control all information going out, all information coming in. And obviously during World War II, there were a lot of coded messages that were going out to different operatives. And by the way, it's happening in the United States right now. We have so many enemies within, and the guys who are in signal intelligence, SIGINT, S-I-G-I-N-T, are talking about all of the coded messages that they haven't seen since the Cold War. Bob Griswold has explained what a one-time pad is. When you have a transmitter and a receiver, in essence, they send a code once, it can't be broken, because there's a whole protocol to use one-time pads. What tells me the lateness of the hour is many of the transmissions that are going out between the Chinese government and their troops in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Russians, in same issue. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing now, and Dave, you and I talked about this, and kudos to you, well, you're seeing Canada becoming a Chinese satellite country.
Correct. They are a colony.
They are colonies.
So, and they've been directed to go after the Christians and create concentration camps under the guise of COVID treatment centers. Yeah, they're doing it all.
They're doing it all. So, again, the satellite phone, and here's what I want people to understand. Somebody said, well, I got nobody to call. Then you don't need one. And I'm saying that because this isn't a pitch to sell a phone. This is a presentation to allow you to stay in touch. Now, somebody said, well, what happens if they knock all the Inmarsat satellites down, or they take down all the communication satellites, Starlink, everybody? And by the way, there are people working, they've told me this, you know, Steve, everybody's got satellite phone transmitters, and we're working behind the scenes how to break the encryption in other countries. So I even talked to an engineer, and I'm not an engineer, an electronic engineer by any means, but the bottom line is I understood what they were saying. So Dave, an Inmarsat ISAT phone 2 satellite phone cannot be tracked in less than 50 miles. Now, that's if you turn off the GPS. The GPS is easy to turn off. The GPS on these phones, the Inmarsat ISAT phone 2s, cannot be initiated externally. What most people don't understand is iPhones can, all of the different manufacturers, and everything is to spy on us, ladies and gentlemen. And I asked a question years ago, since when did the American people become the enemies of the U.S. military? We're watching now the purge of the U.S. military against all whites, you heard me right, of anybody who's a conservative, anybody who's ever posted, anybody who's ever complained. They're getting out of there. And let me make it easy for everybody. The reason they're getting out or forcing out is so when the military is turned loose on the U.S. citizens. And somebody said, well, that's never going to happen. Oh, yeah? Gruesome Newsom was the one behind the plan to initiate an F-16C flyover of, at low level on full afterburner to basically scare the hell out of anybody who was thinking that he's just going to abdicate the governorship of California.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was one other factor, too, Steve. It was before the pandemic, about 6 months before the pandemic, and Paul Preston, who's the head of the California 51st State Movement, was telling me that Newsom was ordering the takedown of repeaters for shortwave around his state. And I said, uh-oh. And my first reaction, the only thing that's going to be left that's going to be secure and you're going to be able to communicate is if you had shortwave will be a sat phone.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. We're all in a race against time. We're all in a race in the end time. You know, we're told in the Bible to finish the race. We're told in the Bible to fight the good fight of faith. And Dave, this is my opinion. People will probably argue it, challenge it. 95% of Christendom does not understand that we are scheduled for extermination, annihilation, and destruction. Look at the persecution that's now. Look at Gavin, and I call him Gruesome Newsom. Look at the you know, you can't have church, but you can do everything else. And then how about the hypocrisy of all these people? You know, it used to be said a politician get caught with his pants down, i.e. if he was having an illicit affair. But now you had everybody locked out, put into solitary confinement, and then all the politicos that locked their states down, they're traveling willy-nilly. They're laughing their rear ends off at us because we're such sheep. Well, I got news for you. I don't want the sheep slaughtered. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so late in the game. This isn't fear porn. This isn't doom. Look at what the hell happened to the two words, freedom and liberty. And then the most important one was privacy. The greatest freedom in America was the freedom to be left alone. That's being robbed from us every minute of the day, every hour of the day, every day of the week, and every week of the month and every month of the year. There is, and someone said, well, you have no expectation of privacy. And I say, go choke on your own vomit, because I'm serious.
I know. He caught me off guard with that, but I agree with you, yes. And I totally agree with you. But there is so much going on. I did a podcast yesterday, Steve, that's right up the line of what we're talking about. Christopher Wray got assailed by the GOP House members for his unwarranted spying. And what they wanted to do originally was take spying on domestic terrorists. And I'll get to that definition in a second. But domestic terrorists, and they wanted to give it to DHS. And then they figured out, well, we can't do it because it's outside their mandate. So then it went back to the National Security Council. And this is in the news again today on CNN, where CNN says, well, problem solved. We do need to monitor right-wing extremists, and we should outsource this. That was on CNN today, the date of this broadcast. Now, let me just shed some light on this. What they're saying an extremist is not someone who wants to blow up your house or do a 9/11 or an Oklahoma City, but someone who believes in protecting the First Amendment, that you should have the right to bear arms, that you should be subject to due process and reasonable search and seizure according to the Constitution. If you are for those things, you are a right-wing extremist, and now they're outsourcing intelligence to track your cell phone communications, your emails, and so forth. And that's coming, and that came out of Congress yesterday and today.
Well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I came up with this slogan. I'm sorry if it offends everybody, and it should, but cell phones ultimately are track, whack, and stack.
Yeah.
Track means to track you where you're going. Whack means to kill you when the time comes. And stack you means to put you in one of those containers, you know, or take you straight to the ovens. You know, David, this is our Yellow Star moment. This is the mask of the beast. I'm sorry it is. Total bull manure. And yet look at compliance and look at the Milgram experiment of people with so little authority, so little brain power. Yet if you don't wear your mask, I mean, they go nuts. I've watched liberals freak out, okay? And it's not only freaking, but what we've become is a spy nation. Ladies and gentlemen, Stasi was known for their spy tactics under Marcus Wolf. Same thing under the KGB. And little do people know that, hey, guess what? The United States hired those guys, Marcus Wolf, decades ago, probably at least 20 years ago, and along with Primakov, Soviet Union. They made a statement. I think it was Yevgeny Primakov or Gennady. I forget which first name, but he said this. You Americans spent trillions of dollars to defeat us in the Cold War, and now you pay us tens of millions of dollars to spy on your own people. Remember when you and I were complaining about Homeland Security?
Yeah, very well. Yep.
You know, so here, Dave, here's the thing. People got to understand our days of reaching, our days of teaching, our days of admonishment, our days of encouragement, our days of information. They want a shut down. They want a shut up. And the only official party line is going to be their propaganda. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. If you are heading out to a remote location, you look at your phone, you shut it off, you never take it with you again. You say, bye-bye. If you have a satellite phone, you can still hook into data feeds. That's the plan. If you need to hear what's going on, let's say Dave and I had, and other people, look, I'm just using this because we're on Dave's podcast right now, or broadcast. The thing is that what's the last minute important data worth to you when if you miss it, it costs you your life? I can tell you stories. Everybody's heard it. You know, my wife went on an ill-fated river trip with her best friend, her camping friend. She was an extreme backpacker. Her sister and her friend, two inexperienced canoeists, not my wife and her, girlfriend hiker, and they ended up in the Green River in Canyonlands, and her sister dumped the canoe, and literally the last thing I saw, my wife's name is Loretta, she saw her sister head going underwater. And the only way I could get information was Loretta. I made her, and boy, did I make her take the satellite phone, and she got a message to me. By getting a message to me, which was miraculous in itself out of that canyon, even with a satellite phone, but the thing that was interesting, I was able to get an aircraft in the sky within 10 minutes out of Blanding, Utah, I think it's where I'd flown out of that years ago, called them. They said, yeah, we'll get in the air right now. And because of that, they got rescued, and it would have been 5 days of rescue, and her sister and her hiking friend or canoeing friend basically would have expired from all of their survival stuff. And it gets cold in the canyon at night, so I can tell you this, I have a personal appreciation for satellite phones. So again, and here's what I want people to understand. Solitary confinement, call quarantine, whatever you want. And again, I use the term, Dave, and I'll spell it so people don't think I'm trying to sneak a dirty word in, but bullsheet, S-H-E-E-T. Mm-hmm. Bull is a lie, and sheet is a cover-up of the lie. When you can isolate, what we watched was mass isolation and solitary confinement. We watched so many young people take their lives. We watched so many people give up hope. We watched people die because, in essence, you know, no one could come and help you because you're in quarantine. The biggest pile of bullshit in the history of the United States. We were brought to our knees, ladies and gentlemen. We were brought to our knees. Our economy is gone. Don't let anybody say, oh, it's coming back. The stock market is the magician's amulet, the hypnotist's amulet. You can't pump $21 trillion into the economy. And then, by the way, it's not the people that got the money. It's the mega corporations. Yep. It's the rich. The whole thing was set up. And here now we are in a total, in my opinion, we are technologically imprisoned. We are technologically trapped. And now, look at all the rumors, Dave, about high-energy weapons being used against even the White House lawn. And we heard the stuff in Northern California with the fires, cars actually cut in half. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's war. It doesn't get better from here. And I would say this, the evangelical and anybody who preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, as defined in the New Testament in a historic concept, and with Jesus being centered, had better understand something. These are all occultists. They're Luciferians. They have taken an oath to Lord Lucifer, and you, I, and we are in their sights for total annihilation and total destruction. So now we've got the situation, Dave, we got to handle this, where the V word, I'm talking about the one that they put into your arm, not the one you put on your head. That's my attempt at being very tactful.
I got it. But I'm used to the Steve Quayle-isms. Okay. You've got a million of them.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Dave. It is a mutagenic injection. It is a messenger RNA. You can't even... Oh, let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen, everybody. Why will they not allow discourse? Why are they vilifying? Why are they nullifying some of the smartest scientists, men and women, doctors, advanced researchers? Why are they shutting up? By the way, Dr. Mercola, his entire family's been threatened, and he was ordered, or they wipe him out, to take out all references to vitamin D, to zinc. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the thing they want is a destroyed immune system. And Dave, we're fighting. Here's what I want to just, let's just cut, you know, bottom line. You know I overuse that word, but it works. The bottom line is that how can someone submit to that with no testing and not even understanding that, you know, in 21 days or 28 days, ramifications are going to kick in? Now they're talking about shedding, the real word is transmitting. So the people that take the injection, and I call it an MI, mutagenic injection, are absolutely, how should I say it, everything they were worried about by being coerced through a lie. Remember, the Bible talks about the devil as the father of all lies, and the whole world lies in the evil one. This is global depopulation, and this, I'm sorry to say this, but it's only getting it worse. It's not to scare you.
Yeah. Steve, I want to ask you, though, before you go further, you mentioned 21 to 28 days. What can people expect at the end of 21 to 28 days following the injection?
That's when the protein spike is supposed to kick in the highest. Even the vaccine manufacturers, and the protein spike is what basically becomes the, if you will, the gift of a biological weapon that keeps on giving.
Well, what does that do to the person when the protein spikes?
Well, basically, Dave, it's going to make them the hot zone, and it's also going to be the most problematic area in their own life, because here's the thing. Mutagenesis, no one can predict all the different, how do I say this, haplogroups. It would have taken years to try it. You know, for instance, Native Americans have a different genetic base. And if I were the members of the black community, I'd be really suspicious, just like the specific groups, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. If you're a Norwegian, a Scandinavian, you're a different haplogroup, H-A-P-L-O-G-R-O-U-P. In other words, you're a defined genetic group possessing certain genetic characteristics. Let's take two examples of this. And Dave, I wrote about genetic weapons and spoke about it 25 years ago when I started on talk radio. Project COAST, C-O-A-S-T. We're watching Brazil, and that mutagenic form, and it wasn't CD19. That's what I want people to understand. When you are a eugenicist, and you want to take out, first of all, the slums of different nations, you can always attribute the bioweapons' effectiveness to lack of nutrition, lack of sanitation, and lack of good, medical procedures. Then when it started in Brazil, and I said this ahead of time, I said, now watch, India's next on the list. Well, people say, well, how did you know that? It's just a lucky guess. No, I said, I understand the articulation of bioweapons aimed at going after the world's most, and this is true, the most, let's say this, normally compromised haplogroups, and going after, for instance, India. Now, you know, you can see the pictures, they're burning funeral pyres. Now, a lot of people die daily in India, a whole lot of them. But ladies and gentlemen, isn't it interesting now? Even you're watching it accelerating. India has the largest, biological death morbidity rate of any place in the world right now. And now, isn't it interesting, Dave, that it even started in China? The lies that have been told, lies cover up lies. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most schizophrenic, non-scientific horse manure that they're trying to hoist on the public. But literally, it gets worse. You ask me what happens when a protein spiked. It makes the, how do I say this? It makes the vaccine components, their word, not mine, become more deadly, because they can, remember, nobody knows this, I mean, I think it's Pfizer now that even puts out blank ingredient lists in their vaccine. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I have seen it, yes.
Yeah. So you know, I'm sorry. I feel really passionate about this, okay? Here's what I want to say. I want to say, people, you've got to help yourselves. We're fighting for your lives. We're giving you information. I'm passionate. Dave's passionate. We have separate sources, but they're all saying, and it's like, what? Look what's happened to the military. And ladies and gentlemen, it's really sad because even the Russians have put out recruiting videos mocking the U.S. military. They show some of their guys, and Russia trains hard. And, you know, I mean, we have Delta, we have SEALs, we have all that stuff. But the general military in Russia, they're mocking the high heel, politically correct, what would you say this, transgendered, feminized U.S. military. And as Russia has said, and President Putin has demonstrated, hypersonic missiles, everybody's getting ready except the United States. And why is that? Because the globalists have to destroy the United States. They hate three words: freedom, liberty, and what's the other one? Privacy.
Yeah.
We're in the basic.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the Bible talks about in the end days how we have to run for the hills.
Yep.
And I want to bring this back to the sat phone for a second, too. We're going to have sat phones just for communication, for running for the hills. What does that phrase mean to you? Let's break that down, running for the hills, from a biblical perspective.
Well, a biblical perspective, you know, in the context of when you see the abomination of desolation, that was a specific statement that Jesus was making to the Jewish people who, when Antiochus Epiphanes came in, and slaughtered a pig on the altar, you know, and we're talking a couple thousand years ago, that was a time where people could, you know, flee. And when Rome was besieging Jerusalem, you know, there was a certain time where everybody could flee that wanted to flee. And I forget which Roman Empire was, you know, besieged Jerusalem. And he said, you have like a quarter. That meaning you can, I'll let you pass. I believe God is giving us, in essence, that same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know which class.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on the money. So do you foresee that when we have to run from our homes because the CHICOMs or some other UN force is coming for us in these end days under the direction of Biden and his friends, do you foresee us having to set up hidden colonies and things like sat phones will be needed and storable food will take on the run? I mean, how do you see those days looking? Have you envisioned them?
Yeah, I do. And fortunately, you know, Henry Gruber, before he went to be with the Lord a couple years ago, had a vision of the Russians attacking the west coast of the United States. He was in Wales at Carnarvon Castle. Boy, try and spell that one's, you know, it sounds like Carnarvon, but to spell it, you think, how does that sound like Carnarvon? And God gave him a vision. But here's the thing that most people forget about the vision that Henry Gruber had of Russia attacking the West Coast. By the way, when they did, all the volcanoes in Cascadia went off.
Wow. That's not a coincidence. Yeah, I hear you.
That's not a coincidence. And God showed him different areas of protection that they'd be called, in the Old Testament, they called cities of refuge. In the New Testament, we call them places to run to. Petra was one of those places. And even in the book of Revelation, the time's going to come when the believing, and I say this, not all Jews believe in the second coming of their Messiah. There'll be the group that believes in the false Messiah. Jesus said, I came, you received me not. But another will come claiming to be me, and him you will receive. But there's a group of believers that God has hidden away, just like if the prophet Elijah. Elijah's really bummed out. He's being hunted for his life, and he thinks he's the only one left in all of Israel. God said, Elijah, I have 7,000 other men like you that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. And Baal or Baal, some people want to pronounce it Baal, that was the god Molech, where people were burning their children alive, throwing their children alive in the fires. And Dave, we have the Molochian, this is a new quailism, you know, uterine slaughter, the Moloch sacrifice of slaughter in the abortions. The blood, one man's righteous blood called out to the God of heaven. And that was Abel. And can you imagine all the blood of the innocents? And ladies and gentlemen, we're hearing about human trafficking. And I don't know if I've ever told you, Dave, I saw a very disturbing group of images that came from Epstein's perversion land, okay?
No, you've never told me about this.
Yeah, and someone came into town. It's not on my site. I don't, you know, thank God. It was in a separate computer that was isolated. Very interesting investigative journalist, well-known, famous. And I started to see the images. Dave, I had to, and for me to do this, I want people to understand, I won't even go how ugly it is, but there were little kids, 4 years old, and there were politicians who are famous household names. And what they were doing to those little kids, it made you sick. The thing and I'm sorry to have to say this, but there was one little girl, couldn't be over 3 or 4 with her eyes both taken out. So she couldn't see.
You mean she had no eyes in her head?
She had no eyes in her head. I said, stop. I can't take it. I couldn't. I'm not kidding you guys. Listen, if they'll do it to the little kids, what are they going to do it to the big people? We've got FEMA camps. We've got 265,000 guillotines. That goes right in the book of Revelation. Those who beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. But you asked me a question. I haven't lost track of it. I believe that everybody who's following the Lord Jesus Christ will probably be in some place other than our homes. Because God delivered the children of Israel during the Passover, when the lamb's blood, we have the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And I'm telling all the tough guys out there, they always say this, here's the typical thing they say, hey, brother, you appeal to your God, I'll appeal to my training. I said, well, let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you, as tough as you are, there's a B word, and it's a virus. And you don't know where it was sprayed up ahead of where you're walking, where you're at right now. And I said, I got to tell you something, you know? And anybody that's ever been in war knows you get certain diseases, even parasites. You get diarrhea, for instance, you know, you're done unless you get some treatment. So what I'm saying is this, Dave. For the Christian, there's hope. Remember, Christians, this is not our home. And I believe that God will lead us into the wilderness, wherever that might be. I believe even for the, and somebody says, well, what about me? I'm not ambulatory. I don't have, you know, I believe God's going to give compensating grace. I believe that because the Bible says that when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the desert, not one went out that was feeble amongst them. I believe this. Somebody said, well, you know, that's just, they call me magic thinking. So let me share this. I can show you instance after instance, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and I can give you stories of people that death would have just taken them out had it not been for the miracles of God. Unfortunately, Dave, we're going to be fighting. I'm going to say this. There's going to be such a war within the Catholic Church. I'm not Catholic. I want to make this clear. Between believing Catholics, the foundational Catholic faith, and the Marxist liberation theology people, of which the Pope is, the current Pope. I believe he's a false prophet of Revelation. There's going to be a war in the world of the evangelical church between those who have chosen to follow the woke movement, to embrace the woke movement, versus those who hold true to Scripture, those who hold true to Jesus. And there's going to be a war. The Word of God, the Bible says this, there's never been a time like it, nor will be again, except the days be shortened for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. That's why I wrote the last book I wrote, outside of Jesus, The Premise of Promise. And if anybody's really having a hard time with their faith, and I want to make it clear, all of us at times have a hard time with our faith, believing that God's word stands true above what we can see or what we can hear. And Dave, now with the ability to fake, the deep fake technology, to basically model my voice, your voice, anybody's voice, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the fantasy virtual world where true identity will be masked by virtual identity, and any crimes can be levied against somebody. And ladies and gentlemen, do you think it not strange? 2,700 people that were rioting, that were burning Portland and some of the cities on the West Coast, not just Portland, they all got a 2,700, what is it called? The president gave them pardons. Yet there's people that were in the Capitol building not doing anything that are in solitary confinement. There is no equal justice under the law. Justice is no longer blind. No. Justice no longer exists.
No, you're absolutely right. It does not exist in this country. And this is why they're hiring, as I mentioned earlier, the National Security Council is going to contract out surveillance of Americans who support the Constitution and civil liberties. You are an enemy of the state if you're an American now. And that's really what it comes down to. You're an enemy of the state if you're a Christian. You're an enemy of the state if you're white. The list is growing. And what I can't get people to see is how much danger they're in. And you don't have to be in one of these groups I just mentioned to have the government come after you. You could be Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, who they're just racistly calling Uncle Tim because he came out and talked about resilience, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, stop using race as an excuse. We'll deal with it when it happens. But America is not a racist nation, said the black senator. And what do? They tear him down and they use race to attack him. I mean, this is a crazy time we live in, Steve. It really is. But the heading for the hills is something I need to do some investigation on, Steve, because this literally scares the hell out of me. But I will tell you this. You got to take your storable food. You got to take your water filtration. And you better take your sat phone. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and how people can order a sat phone?
Well, sure. And ladies and gentlemen, it's really important that you don't. How do I say this? There are other satellite phone companies, but they can't offer what we're offering you in the way of a monthly. By the way, the phones go for $600 to $700. You get that free. And again, the program is 150 free minutes. So if someone calls you on your sat phone, you're not paying for the time. If you call someone, you've got to learn that you've got to, you'll pay for that time. But if you don't use the minutes in 1 month, they'll roll over into the next. So you can go on my website, the banner, Dave's website, the satellite phone store. And again, I want to make it clear that this is one of the best deals. I used to have an attaché case, Dave, and I had to open the top, and it was the antenna. I had a compass. I had to locate the satellite. And then basically, you know, that was my, if you will, transmitter and the same reception. They've come so far, so fast, so amazing. And again, you know, it's just about, you know, realistically, it's no longer, it's about six inches long. The antenna goes up from the side. You take it out. I want to make it clear, satellite phones, you have to see the sky. You can get a base station for inside. But again, if anybody is thinking that you want to go into the woods or you're going to leave, and I want to say something about that too, you cannot wait for the last minute. You cannot. Hear me, please. Take your cell phone. You cannot buy a burner phone and think, well, they won't know that number. Your voice is a giveaway. And for those of you who have been in the military, and if you're starting to get calls and hang-ups, you've got to understand, you cannot answer the phone unless you know. Please hear this. You cannot answer the phone unless you know the number that's showing up. No number, no answer.
Exactly. That's exactly what we've adopted. And boy, the plethora of random phone calls I'm receiving are just astronomical. I'm getting 6 to 8 a day. And I used to get 6 to 8 a year at the most.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, again, remember, this is just our own government. Everybody and their dog. China has got the most complete DNA profile of American citizens because they got it from the PCR swabs, which, by the way, if he who invents a disease or designs a bioweapon and then provides the test for the bioweapon, wouldn't you think that you'd be able to have an ongoing beta test? especially now the people are finding out what's on the swabs. Some of them are basically the same, if you will, Morgellons fibers. And if you've ever seen what that does to people having actually worms growing out of their head. And people, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand this. This is global population reduction. I hate the word reduction, annihilation. And two-thirds of the world's population is dead. And Dave, you and I talked about the Deagle Report. I know we're running out of time, but the Deagle Report was taken down and sanitized. That's stated, by the way, John Deagle, a Rockefeller eugenicist, he passed away, but they left up the fact until just about 2 weeks ago that 250 million Americans are going to be dead by the year 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, they took that down, and now it's up, and there's no mention of it. Well, the reason it was taken down is because somebody other than Alt News started talking about it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. Don't go throwing rocks saying, oh, Quayle and Hodges, they're crazy. Jones is crazy. Everybody's crazy. How come then we've been right when everybody said, oh, the vaccine passport, you know, it was going to come, and it's here, and now... Isn't it interesting? Every time they say we're fake news, you can bet it's the truth.
I know. And Steve, my friend, we are out of time. I just want to say to everybody, make sure you're prepped. And adding to your preps now, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, and tools. One of the tools you need to get is a sat phone. Steve, thank you for the fantastic information. People will benefit from it, and I'll be in touch soon. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye.